My name is Dr. Andrew Mulden. I'm an MD, PhD physician scientist here in Canada. And July 1st of last year, 2008, I took all these years of my academic training and realized that the system within which I'm working is causing more harm than good. And I realized this training I could no longer use to go out and provide the health care that I've been trained to do, because I recognize the means by which we are doing it as causing more harm than good. Western-based medical practices is now the number one cause of death and disease amongst our population, and all the physicians know this. My background training has been quite eclectic. I attended 6 different academic institutions, universities across Canada, Natural Sciences Engineering Research Council of Canada Scholar, Ontario Mental Health Foundation Scholar, Ontario Graduate Scholar, 27 awards for academic and research excellence over the course of all these years of academia, to arrive at the point where I truly was seeking to help understand what causes disease. So consider the analogy as like by a car dealer analogy. Say, for example, your grandmother who develops cancer and she ends up passing away despite the best efforts of Western medicine. You will say that it's unfortunate for grandma. We did all that Western medicine could do. You did the cut, surgery, you did the burn, the radiotherapy, and you did the poison, the drugs, and she still did not survive. But then you can walk away figuring that you did all that you could. But did you really? Because what has evolved here is kind of like car sales relative to monopolizing the medical model that we have. So you have many different people out there who sell cars. You can drive down a street, you can see Chrysler dealer on one side, a Saturn on another, a Ford on this side, Chevrolet on the other side, and you have all these options. And options are good in society because you can choose which option best fits your style and your choice and your driving needs. But when the healthcare system over the course of the last 100 years or so has become progressively and progressively more monopolized, the American Medical Association, in league with the Pharmaceutical Advertising Board, has serially taken out its competition. Eclectics, herbologists, naturopaths, chiropractors, they've all been single-handedly targeted by this system, which now has you driving down the streets. And all you have a choice of buying today are Mustangs. And when you only can buy a Mustang and you don't have access or paid access to these alternatives, then all you really know is that Mustangs is all you ever have to go solve your problems. But if you take that Mustang four-wheeling and you come back and it starts falling apart, you'll say, oh, well, it's too bad. I did all that I could with my Mustang, but it fell apart. That's no different from the analogy with your grandmother who passed away, because all you knew is that you had asked us Mustangs and you gave a Mustang when you needed an SUV. And when they take all the SUVs away, you never know what you're missing. So this is where you've ended up at, and this is where we're headed. And this is a serious problem, because the right to choose what goes in your body, to direct your own health care, belongs to the citizens of the state. The state has no right, in the name of whatever sort of greater good they want to say, to dictate what goes into an individual's body. And that same logic rationale is what's made you all sick, because the state, by saying in order to be a member of society, our science says you have to have these vaccines. Well, now we've created for you conclusively to see that this whole science that they used was a lie across the planet for everybody, incontrovertible. They will sink them in court, and now we have the evidence available for you to see for yourself and make your own conclusion, because they have used science now as a method and a means to go tell you, leave the science to scientists. Well, science is only a mathematical probabilistic model that uses probabilities, and the truth can be hidden in the design and analysis as much as it can be presented to you. Science is only a man-made tool, and science today in contemporary society has become much like Latin was in the Dark Ages, where we had people going to the churches and sitting in the pews listening to the priests give the liturgies in a language that the population had no understanding of what's going on, but they figured that's our connection to God, so we'll sit here. Well, science has become the same ruse, that in science is only a tool, a man-made tool. It's not the end-all to truth. In fact, scientific methods can just as much convince you that your own nose does not belong attached to your face, and convince you with science that it does not.
We have now created the evidence where you can see for yourself. Science cannot convince you of what you see with your own naked eyes is not true. And when you see the same common neurological damages after these vaccinations for everybody, then you've got a serious problem that science cannot answer it. Science is in the measurement. Science is in the statistical manipulation, science is in the data analysis, and science is in the restrictive criteria by which people can conclude in our scientific studies, and more so, science loses its ability to find truth when they do not control for extraneous variables outside there that also contribute to the outcome measures they are using. All of these things combined, and with the global rationale they want to sell you these darn products, whether they're pharmaceuticals, whether they are vaccinations, whether they are the latest, greatest drug they come up with in order to market new things to you. They will use science to their advantage. They have more money than the rest of the population does. They will corrupt the system. They will actually get their stuff out there, market, market, market. The entire Western-based medical model in implementation, especially with direct-to-consumer advertising, has become more like a Donald Trump apprentice wannabe bunch of individuals running around marketing products directly to the doctor's office wearing pretty business suits and colorful graphs and giving free samples. And the whole system now is being capitalized on commercialism and marketing more so than the science itself. But they say it's science. When you can now see that they have told you, ask your doctor, the science, listen to the science. We know the science more so than you. They have perpetrated. They have violated. They have caused greater harm on this planet in the history of recorded history of mankind to mankind that now is incontrovertible. Once you grasp that simple fundamental concept, and the vaccinations are only one spoke in this wheel, to see this has happened to your children. This has happened to your teenage girls. This has happened to your heroes in your military. This has happened to your adult population going down to becoming demented. This happened to all of you. You now realize this whole science ruse that they've been giving you is a ruse, nothing to put money in the pockets of those who are capitalizing on your sickness and maintaining your sickness, and this has to stop. But the only way you will be able to extract yourselves from this oppression that we are all in, and the physicians are stuck in this same medical model as the patients we are trying to protect and heal. Until you become aware, until you understand, until you take the time to go learn for yourself that everything they have said is a lie and is wrong and based on science, that if science has been telling you all along about these vaccines is 100% safe for you, you can take them, and we show you, you can see for yourself, it's caused all these problems, then everything else they use science as a tool to go tell you, leave the science to scientists, is out the window. And that means it's a blank slate, a tabula rasa, upon which we have to rebuild everything. You have to tear these walls down. This whole industry has to fall. And you got to take back control from the very beginning and go find out what helps you naturally. Because they've used the same science to say all these natural health products you have access to are bad for you. Well, I can tell you this. There's not one instance in the history that I know of over the last 1,000 years how many natural health products have killed people. Good luck to find some evidence for that. So when they're now passing laws in our state to say that, you know, you can only have access to natural health products by prescription alone, that's an industry monopolizing further to sell you even more fine-tuned versions of the Mustangs that they want to sell you. You've got to stop this. And if you do not stop this, then you are all destined to remain sick, from your cancers to your dementias to your learning disabilities to your chronic illnesses, and you are basically doing nothing more than supporting an industry that likes you sick because you have to buy only their product.